From the east side to the west, this is From the Land, the Cleveland Sports and More podcast. I'm your host, Jason Gerber, and tonight we are taking the night off. The guys and I just spent a long weekend with all the boys on our annual yearly trip, and we need to rest. Tonight, we are going to throw back a few years to the trip and a night of 90s trivia. But before we do that, I can't help myself. The Browns looked really good today in a dominant win over Tennessee. And I know we'll get to it next week, but Deshaun Watson looked a lot better today, except for one absolutely befuddling and terrible throw. Jerome Ford looked solid. Kareem Hunt was a nice addition in limited time. The defense looked fantastic. And to steal a line from Chuck, they're starting to look special. This team might be really f***ing good. And that loss to Pittsburgh may have just been one bad day in a tough place to play on Monday night. There is a lot to work on. There is a lot to improve. But the Browns dominated a good, not great, Tennessee team today. And that's worth celebrating a little bit. And it's worth getting excited about this team. We will be back next week to talk more Browns, the end of the Guardians season, probably the end of the great Terry Francona run in Cleveland, and all our other nonsense. But this week, we rest and recover from a weekend of good friends and great times. Enjoy our throwback, and we'll be back in the land next week.
All right, so we are here
on
Saturday night of our yearly trip. We have a crew of seven here tonight, and we're going to play some trivia. So I've got team one is Chuck Rambaldo,
yo,
Jason Bonhart, Matt Miller. And I got team two, shorthanded but still looking to dominate, Tom Burke, Tim Shantz. How you guys feeling?
Yes. Good.
We won the golf. We're good.
Small handed.
Yeah.
So fair enough. Chickens. Burke and Denko won the 2021 CoStar Cup, but that has nothing to do
with
tonight. So here are the rules for trivia.
Who won the Gary Davis?
Number one, no Google. Number two, you cannot answer or participate in answering a question that directly relates to you. So if a question comes up that is specific to you and an event in high school, you cannot answer that one.
I'm tapping out.
So it's like a clue.
Each team must decide on a single answer for the team. The other team can steal if there's
You're
a mistake.
Playing right.
And I will be the one to determine the points for every question answered. Denko's going to keep score for us.
It's like I'm on it.
So you got a team one and a team two there.
All right,
Denko.
Yeah, I know their names, so I wrote them down.
All right.
How many points per question?
Are we on team one or team two?
He's going to determine.
Oh. Sure.
Oh, okay.
I will determine.
It changes.
Let's see
the answer.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and let team two start first because you guys are shorthanded.
Because you're my
small-handed.
So we're going to do sports trivia,
like
1990s sports trivia. We're going to start with an easy one for team two.
Okay.
First question. Who was the coach of the 1992 Dream Team? You can cover the mic like it's a congressional hearing if you'd like.
Should I bounce it off you?
Yeah, please.
Is the timer going?
Yeah. I know the answer.
10 seconds?
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Other team want to steal?
It's Chuck Daly.
Okay. Hey, two points for team one.
Woo! That's what it does. I was out of it on that one.
All right, team one. Let's talk 1990s television trivia.
Question.
In the show Seinfeld, while watching a medical procedure, which candy does Kramer drop over the side?
Junior Mint, yeah.
Junior Mint.
2 points.
This
is correct.
You are the man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Throw the Seinfeld.
I was
going to
say Rooney's original.
Good luck, Akron.
It's more. It'll be fine.
Sure. All right, team two. NDCL trivia. Junior year.
Do you?
Chuck danced to a Janet Jackson song at the talent show.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
You guys are
team two. I can't answer.
Team two.
So was it Rhythm Nation? Well,
it was the one where he did. Yeah, it's like the, it has a, like the Egyptian thing in the middle of it.
Right. It was walk not like an Egyptian. Walk like an
Egyptian. No, but it was.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
She was originally a Bengal, and then she went solo.
What was this?
Pat Riley.
Five.
I know the song.
Four.
No, I know
three,
it, but I can't
two,
say it.
Janet Jackson. All right, so.
Smooth Criminal.
Wrong. Team one, you can steal it, but Chuck cannot participate in the answer.
What are some Janet Jackson songs from that?
Rhythm Nation?
No, later.
The Butterfly one, where she's...
That album, but like, what was the one that with the desert-y shit? It's not All Right? No, it's not All Right.
That's later. Five.
Did you just say Smooth
Four. Three.
All Right. Is it All Right?
Two.
No, it's not All Right.
One.
You guess me.
It's so gonna bother all right. me when you say the answer. It's so gonna bother me.
It was If.
That's definitely it.
If I was your girl. Yeah.
Shit.
It is definitely it. I fact checked that.
Did I MC that talent show?
You might have.
You might have.
But that's the end. That's the
nice album. Piece of clothing coordination.
Album. Yeah.
Alright, so we're back to
Miller, and you're like, what?
There was no steal, so we're back to team one.
Very, very easy.
Yeah.
Alright.
That was hard.
Do you guys want an easy one?
Yes.
That would be nice.
1990s music trivia.
What is the last name of Mr. Easy, the rapper? Right?
I don't know that
either. E. Ben Folds. Can you be quiet? Can you be quiet?
Team
Ben Folds 5, first album, came out in 1995.
Okay.
This is
already about Ben Folds 5.
And I think they have one good like song, and I don't remember what it was.
Are you ready for the question?
No, go ahead.
Sure.
These guys suck, right?
It was your favorite genre. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
10 points.
10 points.
10 points.
10 points.
That was 10 points. Yeah, Brick.
That made up. They're in the lead now.
They are.
Damn it. For that. That was a good one. All right,
team one.
We're in the lead for that.
Yes.
Congrats. Your knowledge.
Team one. 90s pop culture.
Yep.
Is next.
Okay.
What did many people in the 1990s use instead of a purse, a wallet, or self-esteem to hold their stuff while they walk?
Fanny pack. It's a fanny pack.
Fanny pack is correct. 15 points.
Oh, which means a completely different thing in Europe.
I was going to say tampon.
All right. Team two.
Yeah,
all right, team two.
I had no idea.
Team two, NDCL trivia.
Oh, boy.
You went
to
there.
Build up the courage
I went there.
To ask to homecoming senior year.
There it is.
Miller wrote himself a note saying, if you don't ask her, you will need to ask blank.
Her father.
Your mom? Your
completely
mom.
Different.
I think so. You don't ask her, you can ask your mom.
Ask her father.
You want to go ask
please reread
father?
The question.
To build up the courage to ask to homecoming senior year, Miller wrote himself a note saying, if you don't ask her, you'll need to ask.
Could have been Kathleen.
Is the question, who else would he ask?
He knows the answer.
I didn't
fill in the blank.
I didn't mean that.
It's fill in that.
Fill in the blank. Should be your mother, right? I'm your mother. Your mother.
Wrong. Team one,
no
without
clue.
Any he input from Miller.
Shut the hell up, yeah.
What's the
oh, or. It's, oh, no, it's definitely.
Wrong. Wrong. The note he wrote himself was.
You gotta block that out now.
If you don't, ask her, you'll need to ask a sophomore.
Oh!
Because both Dinko and I had asked sophomores homecoming that year.
A sophomore,
nice. Not a person, not an actual person.
Yeah, I did.
All right, I can't remember who's trying.
And in
to
retrospect, that would have
team
been a
one.
Better choice.
Team one, see you guys. All right, how about
it would have been. Yeah, she's
90s movie trivia. According to his mama,
it's going as well as you thought.
Where is Forrest Gump's father? throughout the movie.
Wait, is this team or
this
we team?
Yeah. This is us.
This is you guys.
You're still team one.
He might be.
He was never a feature that
but
I remember.
Is that what she explained to him, that he's his father's dead or something? I don't remember.
No,
he's not in jail.
He's a, how do you
starring
know?
In The Rock.
Because I don't remember that being part of the
five,
story.
Five, four, he's dead. Wave three. Dead.
We're going to say he's dead.
He's in heaven. He's heaven dead. Dead.
One.
Dead.
That's wrong.
On vacation.
Well done, Tim. Yeah. That's a 20-point steal.
I mean, is it on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn
she said
it.
Was on vacation.
Oh,
for the kid's whole life.
That's what she meant. All right.
You can do
that. Team two.
Damn it. Going, going shots.
90s sports trivia.
Sports.
How old was Tiger Woods when he won his first Masters?
Oh, I know what I would guess.
Shit. You guys are doing math?
Math.
Let's see it.
Fuck.
Let's hear a number.
How old?
He won.
Wait.
The fucking Masters.
It's
like
a tradition
this.
Unlike any other.
Five, four, 19. Three,
19.
Two.
Oh, good
one.
Guess.
No,
out
good
of your
guess.
F-ing mind. 19.
That's
stupid. 19.
That's correct.
Wrong.
That's correct.
Was he?
Oh. That's wrong.
Oh, okay. Good.
I would have thought it was 19.
That was my guess.
Don't
too.
Guess. Don't guess.
So is it 18?
Wait, I already got that wrong.
We're gonna say 22.
Wrong. He was 21.
Dang.
No oh, points. Sorry. No points for anybody.
Who? We are all now dumber for having
but we
are
closer. Yeah. Should we get the showcase?
21.
I'd like the toaster oven and yeah.
Yeah. All right. The team one.
Team one.
90s TV trivia and our first
daily double
shot at a bonus.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
In the series Blossom, Joey was known for using which particular catchphrase? And you gotta say it correctly. To
you
get the points.
No, you do it. I don't remember it exactly.
No, it wasn't hey.
Right.
What was it?
Wasn't it just whoa?
Oh, whoa.
There
whoa,
you
whoa,
go.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah. He was the whoa.
5 points.
I do like
whoa.
Yours, though. Hey.
How come all of our answers are 5 points and theirs are 4? Oh,
there's a bonus. There's a bonus here. Okay.
Bonus opportunity. Which one of us dressed up as Joey from Blossom while... went as Blossom senior year for Halloween at NDCL.
Blossom.
Oh. Shots enjoyed that question a lot.
I really enjoyed it.
It's one of us. No, I mean, it's none of our team.
I was not paying attention.
It can't be our team because they would excuse themselves.
I'm eliminating years.
What you want
to
do
is
three.
Tursic. We're saying Tursic.
You're wrong. Fuck. Team two. Care to try to
steal the bonus?
The bonus.
He can't say anything.
No.
Oh.
Shots.
Wrong. It was Denko.
What?
A maroon Taurus is scientifically proven to be a pussy magnet. Who had one in high school?
I object to this.
I know. Why are we always getting these really hard
ones? Slavey.
Wrong. Burke. Team one. Team one.
Was it?
I had a Beretta.
It wasn't me.
You
had a Cavalier.
Sean said the J2000. Burke had...
It's not Burke. No, he would remember that.
No.
And he would have to excuse himself from the question. All
right. Phil had Yaw Mule.
Yeah.
Or I just don't remember. Burke.
What did you drive, Chuck?
Cavalier.
Yep.
What about Joey? Cavaliers. What did Joey drive?
It might be Vaca because Gerber drove
Saturn.
Saturn. So let's go with Joe Vaca.
Joe Vaca,
100% correct.
Yeah.
Vaca drove the maroon Taurus.
Get Joe's car.
I forgot Joe's car.
I still don't remember the car.
All right, 25 points.
25 points.
That was legit, guys. Nice work.
Team one is taking the lead.
So whose turn is it? Team one?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Whatever.
One of these.
Team one.
Why don't you ask them their favorite color?
Wrong.
Maroon Taurus.
Team one.
All of these questions.
Name the who won the AL MVP in 1995 with a lower batting average and less home runs than Albert Bell.
To Mo Vaughn?
Yes.
Mo Vaughn.
Well done. That's correct.
Yes.
5 points.
Exactly right.
Yeah, 5 points.
Bonus.
Wrong.
Been like one.
Bonus. Team one. Bonus opportunity.
Was he a Brave?
On what holiday Did Albert Bell try to run over kids with his car?
Okay.
Halloween.
That's easy.
Correct. Another 10 points. Another 10 points for them. Well done.
Which Indian star did my dad get an autograph from while he was washing his car?
Hey, we'll ask the question.
Close, but no.
All right, team two. Team two. Okay. Now, team one, 90s movie trivia.
Okay.
What film did Tom Hanks earn his third Oscar nomination for?
Third Oscar nomination.
Did it go Philadelphia, Forrest Gump?
Philadelphia, Forrest Gump.
I thought he got it for Apollo 11, too, but I thought that was the last, I don't know.
It was Apollo 13. But
Apollo 13, thank you. Sorry.
Joe versus Volcano.
No. Apollo 11.
Don't you love just leaning into the mic for no reason?
Who else?
Three.
Say Apollo 13.
Two. Yes, that's correct. Nice.
Yes.
Okay, 1.5 points.
Miles just watching religion.
300 points. Good job, guys.
I don't know what this means.
Watch your mouth. It's coming. It's coming. Don't you worry.
Keep talking.
Let's go to team two, 90s movie trivia. Let's stick with Forrest Gump.
Dude.
What day did Jenny die?
The exact day?
The day of the week that Jenny died.
Tuesday. She died on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think he's right. Final answer?
Tuesday.
Yeah. 25 points. 100% right. Well done.
Wow.
That's awesome, man.
It's awesome. Right? He's standing over his dream and he says you died on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I do not remember.
I know the day.
All right. Team two.
It's coming
out. 90s movies.
Sure. It's Michael Madsen.
What actress played Mark Wahlberg's love interest in Fear?
Reese Witherspoon.
That is correct. 15 points.
Damn.
Bonus.
That was a good call.
Say, let me in the fucking house the way Mark Wahlberg did.
Let me in the fucking house!
100 points. Well done.
100!
Oh, my gosh, man.
Let me in the fucking house!
Not 100 points.
Oh, my God. 100 points deducted.
We're up by 1,000 points now.
All right, team one. Team one, NDCL, 1990s trivia. Which math teacher did Sean's have a crush on?
All of them.
Oh, math?
I got it.
Took her class, let's be fair.
God, I don't remember it. I have no idea. Where's the math teacher?
Married to the greatest American hero. Yes.
Miller, you can participate. This answer doesn't directly relate
to
you.
No, I just can't remember her fucking name.
Oh, okay.
Picture
her. Even though you had her.
What's that?
Stenick?
No, she was a young brunette.
Young math teacher.
Was not. Who did I have? Was not.
This is the greatest game I've ever played in my life.
Five. Four, three, two,
right.
One. Shams, you can't participate.
He's out, Mrs. Ward.
Webb.
Well done,
Webb.
Negative Shams two.
Shams got Hammer. Homer, remember?
Negative 2 points.
We had Mrs. Ward for Homer.
Burke didn't hear. But they hear.
You were in her home.
Why did I lose points?
Webb was chemistry.
I'm in charge of the scoring. I'm in charge of the scoring.
So I answered the question.
You took points away. We didn't have
Which movie grossed more at the box office?
Titanic.
Cool as Ice with Vanilla Ice or Stone Cold with the Boz?
Stone Cold, for sure. Cool as Ice was almost direct to video.
Stone Cold, I guess.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Well done. Oh, wow. Stone Cold is correct. And it's not even close. Stone Cold had like 9 million in box office gross. The Ice Baby movie only had like a million.
That's why he's doing Dr. Right. Pepper commercials.
Drop the zero and get the hero.
15 points.
Amish home
15 points for team one.
Let me the fucking house!
All right, team one.
Is that Tursic outside?
90s music trivia.
Nice.
What is a yammy?
Ah.
It is a gun in Miami.
It's a gun.
At least that's the way it's I took it.
Correct. 120 points. Bonus. Who thought the lyric was, I'll rob you in Compton and blast you with Miami?
Burke. Yeah, I mean,
Burke.
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 100%.
There is no right or wrong answer.
So Miller and I, Kessler, were just like, yeah, I'm blast you in Miami. Even though it was blessed in Miami, but whatever. I thought they had Yammies down there. I don't know, you know.
It was seasonal. It was fall.
Yeah. It's a nice potato.
Sweet potato. This is my Yammy. All
right. Team yammy. Number two.
I douse you in Yammies.
Team,
I will roast you like a Yammy.
Chance to steal.
No, no, new question.
I even told him.
New question.
Me. Just do it.
That's team two. All
right.
How much did a slice of American cheese cost for Mrs. Boy. Gary in the lunch line in 1995?
One joke from David.
We could use that as our answer.
How much did it cost to go to NDCL? $14,000.
10 cents.
You might
10 cents.
10 cents.
Wrong. Team one.
Five cents.
Wrong. Damn 25 it. Cents.
What?
A slice of cheese. I was quarter in 1995.
Was it? Was it Kraft?
It was. Team number one.
No, Velveeta. All
right, here we go.
What was the final score of the NDCL Lake Catholic football game our senior year of high school? Team one, answer.
21-14.
Does anybody know?
I do.
I have no idea what it was. Oh. Sean, what was
the
score?
Bend over, let's see.
18-14.
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
What?
I have no idea.
Team 18 points for team wins. 2.
How do we get to 18? How do we get to 18 on the field?
Gerber thought the. Excuse me. Are you ready?
Yes.
We heard Gerber and we tuned out.
Gerber thought. Gerber thought the chorus of this song was Simeon the Whale. What was the song?
Send me on my way.
Send me on my way. Rusted.
Well done. Right. 18 points for them.
That song was way too big in college.
In The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where was Will Smith's character born and raised?
South Philadelphia.
Yeah,
South Philadelphia.
Wrong.
West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
Dang!
I thought it was 109
points
for team one.
109. West Philadelphia. Born and raised.
Team one.
That's where it came from.
Right.
90s television trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Dentist to the Stars, Tim Watley, re-gifted what present from Elaine on Seinfeld?
Why do I get no Seinfeld?
AIDS.
Yes.
Dentures. 3, 2, 1. You guys got nothing.
Show so is the label maker.
Team two, you want to steal it?
The label maker.
No. Yeah.
Label maker.
Label maker. 112 points. Well done,
wow.
Tim.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's not worth more than 110.
Wow. That's good.
Team one, back to you.
Label maker.
What day of the week at NDCL was elevator day?
Friday.
Well done.
What the hell was that?
There was an elevator?
Yeah. There's an elevator day.
Yeah. What's elevator day all about? Oh, there was one. Right. Wasn't
I know nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, no, the one.
I don't remember this at all.
You were Shams. I mean, you loved elevator
day. I'm such a loser.
Love elevators.
Team one, 1990 movies.
Offensive.
Okay.
Which of these is not a direct-to-video release starring Pamela Anderson.
I love this question.
It's not my favorite question. Actually, should have been this one.
A. Snapdragon.
Nope, that was.
B. Naked Souls. C. Ocean Heat. D, Raw Justice. Which of these is not a direct...
I
want to
know what you
were the first one. The first one was Raw Justice. Snapdragon sounds...
I don't care what you were. Why is she in that many movies? Oh, sure, right.
I'm going to guess Ocean.
I mean, I get why she's there, but...
Snapdragon.
That's the
actual... But isn't that the question?
Ocean Heat.
Is in the...
Raw Justice.
So
which one was in a theater? Wait, so is the idea being that they were all movies she actually did, but one of them actually made it to the movie thing?
Yes.
Which of these... is not a direct-to-video movie
Snapdragon. Snapdragon.
Pamela Anderson movie.
Wrong.
What were our options again?
Which of these is not a direct-to-video release starring Pamela Anderson?
Why do I remember that movie?
Snapdragon. B. Naked Soul. C.
Snapdragon.
Wrong.
Yes!
Snapdragon.
We all agree it's the best movie.
Raw Justice.
Of the entire O2R.
Hey, sorry, we're just big fans.
The answer. The answer was C. Ocean, Ocean Heat.
Oh, what?
Because I made that one up.
Yeah,
nice.
It's not a thing.
All the rest of them went.
Are you sure Snapdragon did not have a theatrical run?
I thought we were
having questions.
No, it was direct to release. It was direct to video.
I had a poster.
Direct to video. All right. Team two.
Yeah.
One cinema played that movie.
Who allegedly gave Miller LSD and hot chocolate at an NDCL football game? Done.
Yes.
1 point.
We missed. We missed.
1 point. Let me in the fucking house.
All right, team number one.
Yep.
Who got arrested at Denko's house the summer after senior year?
Gerber and Danko?
John Smith.
John I Smith. Didn't.
How about those two? Killing? How about those two?
Three, two.
Phil and, we get partial credit.
Yeah, it's Phil and Gerber, but I think there was more.
There were?
Yeah.
Do we get partial credit?
Tim,
we
do you know?
Half. Was Mike? Burke, when you got arrested at Danko's house.
Yeah.
Who else was in the jail cell?
Let's see, it was for murder.
again.
Gerber.
Correct.
Danko.
Correct.
Let's see. Smith.
You correct. You hid.
Four, three.
Coach.
Two, one. I only had four.
Yeah, I guess if you don't
Kelly,
know the answer,
Kelly.
See, I was right. Kelly got it right.
Oh, Kelly
and who
did
else?
Too?
She was a minor, so it didn't matter.
She was the one taken to the actual state.
Yeah, yeah. Burke has four really good impressions he does of people from high school. Can you do all four?
Whoa! Look at his
dance. Virgil!
Let's go! I have one!
I'm out on this one. I don't think I can answer this one.
Yeah. Get out of here. What's the get out of here?
I got the first.
Go Lions!
That's two. That's two.
Ronda, he just did it. Like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, do that one.
You gotta say it like that.
How does he do it?
Get the fuck out of here!
No.
No, that's not what Ronda would do. It's not as subtle.
No.
A little bit more
than what I do.
So we got Nico, we got Suli.
Suli! That's three of four. That's three of four. You're only missing one.
By the way, these are not impressions. They're just me making weird noises.
They're wonderful impressions. You're a gifted artist.
I love it.
Impression.
Love it.
All right, so we got Suli, Virgil, Go Lions. What's the last one? Burke, I'll let you do it.
Get out of here!
You had it right.
Yeah, but
you had it right.
120 points for Tom. not for Tim, though.
He's remembering himself. He can't answer that question.
I know. That's why I said I'm like,
it's like Shot saying 1,000 yards for an answer. He can't do it.
I've got to go. According to
he's looking at me
the 1995 yearbook, what animal did Tim Shantz run like?
It's a cheetah.
Cheetah.
It's about you. You can't answer that question.
Sorry.
I didn't hear what he said. Cheetah?
I wasn't really that fast.
See anything about that?
I also wasn't the X-Men.
Because he cometh.
All right, team. For 1,000,000 points.
Let's go. Let's go win it.
This ought to be an easy one.
Millions.
Fat guy goes nutso in. Yeah. Has an alternate title. Can you tell me what it is?
Los Tomatoes Munch Munch.
That's all I was going to say.
Stupid Fed.
If you can even tell me the letter of the name that starts it, just give me the letter.
Yeah.
I'll give you a 1 in 26 shot. Nice.
What letter should we go with? Yeah, let's go with B.
No.
Fat guy doesn't go nuts.
T. The first letter.
Zeisters.
Oh, of course it is.
Zeisters.
All right, so bonus.
God damn, we're
so team two, back to you for a possible bonus on Fat Guy Goes Nutsoid.
Right.
Where did we find our Fat Guy Goes Nutsoid VHS tape?
I knew it.
What?
That's not right. Never even heard
that was
of
that. That was a laser
right
disc.
There. Iron Arrow's at the Italian place right next to the video store recently.
Yeah.
Why would we find it at an Italian place?
Yeah, well, not at the video store.
Why wouldn't you find
it? That's wrong.
Why wouldn't you find it
there? Video.
Huh?
Oh, could be. I was thinking Eagle Video.
Eagle?
Eagle, which was the giant Eagle video section. Eagle Video.
Three.
Captain Video?
Two.
Captain Video. Captain Video?
No, stop.
Captain Video.
Captain.
Wrong. Oh. Eagle Video.
God damn
it! That hurts.
All right, team two.
I disagree.
No, it was me and Miller that found it.
Okay.
Sorry. It's under protest. Sorry.
Anyways,
team two. Team two. 1990s pop culture.
Sure.
No one gets on Spaghetti Night, how much did a plate of spaghetti cost at Skeeter's in 1995?
Plate of what? Say it again.
50 cents. 50 cents. Just go.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti Night.
Yeah, you know, we know this.
50 cents. Yeah.
Yeah, 50 cents.
I thought it was 75. Am I wrong?
I think it was 75 and a meatball was.
This guy lived there.
25?
Yeah. I think it was 75.
And a meatball was 25. I think for a buck you got it. Spaghetti and a meatball.
All right, we're going to let that one go. How about this one?
Tim got 27.5 points. He's currently in fourth place.
There's two teams.
There's
you're
two teams.
Fourth.
He's an independent. Well,
no, you have 120 of your own points, right, by the way.
Keep going.
Yeah, nice.
All right, team two.
Okay.
For the win.
Of what?
Maybe.
Whose famous crossover dribble in the 1990s was known as the UTEP 2?
Marbury had a sick. Iverson. I only went down there.
Five. Four. I'm going to
say
three,
Marbury.
Two. Nope. Team
is
one?
Is it Hardaway? Tim? Ooh,
that's a good guess.
Tim Hardaway.
Well done.
Wow.
That's 100% correct. Yeah. Yeah. We won!
It was the win! We lost!
The winners. Team one, 509.5.
Team one, congratulations. Thanks for playing along, fellas. This has been a great trip, Phil. Thank you for being the host and taking care of everything and getting us all together. This has been fantastic. Maybe next year you guys will have a better chance. Sorry, losers. We're out.
What do you mean I'm funny? Funny like a clown? Here to amuse you?